You know, the issue that we had in the Rashba is that we have two Rashbas, and the Shah is what's the relationship between them? Both over there in the Sugya Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Rashba says two things. First of all, we have the Rashba that discusses what's the difference between Tirish V'Yitzar and other makings. Why is it that what defines even though it's Exeris Kosov, but still, what's the time of the Christ falls? What defines the Tirish V'Yitzar has a Birchasep, but he's considered to be a pre. And other mepheres, there is Zeya Balma. So there, the Rashba says, he brings from Rashi and Taisus, either because it's not the Adaita Dochi, he says from Rashi, and from Taisus, he says because it's Nishtani Li'iluya. So that's one Rashba. Then we have the other Rashba later on in the discussion, where the Rashba discusses what's the difference between mepheres that are Zeya Balma and Meishlokas, where the Baruch is Bari Pi Adoma, Meishlokas Kishlokas. And there he says, something else. He says that since Rei Vachilosan Ali Dei Shliko, so the mayim, that the mayim of the shlika is kemaisam. The question is, and that's the whole difference between juice and shlokas. Juice is not roi vachilos in that way, but yirokas shlokas, the roi vachilos is ali de shlika, which implies that if you had pears that it was that roi vachilos was with juicing, so then it would be the same as shlokas. So the question is, so then why do you need a special explanation for tirish v'yitzar? Why doesn't that explanation cover tirish v'yitzar as well? So far we have two mahalachim. I had one mahalach 2 days ago. That's what I learned last time around when I said Shir and Brachos. That in the Chanami, it must be that it's not two different explanations. It's one explanation. It's Hainurach. That the Rama says, Reba Chalosan Elei Deishlika, he means, and therefore it's not the Adai Tadochi, and therefore it's Nishtan Elei Luya, and it plugs into the Din of Tirish V'Yitzar. That was the first mahalach. The Maisa yesterday, I thought, looking at the Rashba again, I thought that that's really a doichuk. That's what the Rashba meant. The Rashba should have said so befeirish. He should have referred to the idea of Tirish V'Yitzar. He should have said Meishlokas like Tirish V'Yitzar. Doesn't say that. And furthermore, it's not really the same as Shainus. Not Adaita Dehochi and Ishtana Liluya are not exactly the same as Shainus. It's the same thing as Reivachilosan Al Yedei Shliko. I mean, they're close. Probably most things that the Roy Vachilosan, so maybe that makes it not the Daita Dochi, maybe that shows that it's Nishtan Liluya, but nonetheless, not exactly the same. Why is the Rashba over here Mishan in the Lashonis? Moreover, I think also in the Lumbus, it's not exactly the same. By Tirish V'Yitzar, where the Rambam says that it's not, where the Rashba rather says it's not the Daita Dochi, B'Shem Rashi, or B'Shem Taisus, Nishtan Liluya. Those are explanations of why the Tirish V'Yitzar are themselves the Ikar HaPri, since they plant the grapes for the wine. So the wine is the Ikar HaPri, or the wine is better than the grapes, so the wine is the Ikar HaPri. When he talks about Shlokas, and he says that so may mayim, I forget exactly his lashon. He says when he said so his lashon is that the mayim is kemaisom. Since roi vachilosan al yedei shliko, came the roi vachilosan al yedei shliko may shlikosan kemaisom. That has a different ring to it. Doesn't sound like he's saying that the may shliko is the ikar apri. Just saying, the Meishlika is kemoisim. The Meishlika gets the bruch of the pre itself. It's like nigrar after the pre itself. That's a different resonance. He's not saying that the ikir is the soup. He's saying since the roiv achila of the carrots is ali deishlika, so the carrot soup is like the carrots, but not that the carrot soup is nigrar pre. So, therefore, that makes me think that Loilam Rashbatak is saying two different things. By Tirish V'Yitzar, he's saying that since it's not the Adati Dehochi, since it's not the Adati Dehochi, or it's Nishtana Li'iluya, that's the Ikar HaPri, and that's the Svar of Tirish V'Yitzar. Over here by May Peres, he's saying a different Svar. He's saying a Svar that since it's Roi Vachilosan Al Yedei Shliko, so the Mayim is Nigar Achar Yerek. The Mayim is Kemoisim, Meshli Kosum Kemoisim. Since mostly you eat the Yerokas in soup, so the soup becomes like the vegetables themselves. Look at it as one big tafshul of vegetables, and the soup gets the broth of the vegetables. But not that the soup is the Ikar HaPri. I could do different svaras. And if that's the case, then it's very similar to the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas, I'm sorry, the Tshuvas HaRash. Where the Rosh said that that's the Pshat in Meishlokas. That since you're basically being the Rosh of the Yerokas, so Mimela, the soup is nigger after the Yerokas. So Al-Derek Zeh in the Rashba. Came in Shiroi, Vachilosim Eladei Shlikos, so the Mayim is Kimoisom. The Mayim is nigger after the fruit. But not that that's the... But not that the water is a premitzaratzwe, it's just nigger after the fruit. But then we have the question, and we're back to the question. So, Lemaisa, why do you say the same thing? Why do you need a special svar by Tirish V'Yitzar? Why don't you say by Tirish V'Yitzar that since Roy Vachilosim Al Yedei making it into Tirish V'Yitzar, so the Mayim is Kemaisam, the juice is Kemaisam. The Rashba certainly Mashma that if juice would be Roy Vachilosim Al Yedei juicing, then it would be Kemaisam. So what does he need? So why doesn't this svar cover Tirish V'Yitzar also? So yesterday I suggested that maybe in order to say this svar that he's saying by Shlokas, that the Mayim is Kemoisom, that only works when you're actually eating the Yerek too. Like the Rosh said Beferish, the Rosh and the Shuvah said that Beferish. But if you would throw away the Yerek, if you weren't interested in the Yerek, then the soup would not have the bracha of the Yerek. It's only because, generally speaking, maybe you're an exception, so butler died too, but generally speaking, when you cook your Yerokas in water, you want to eat the Yerokas too. The Rosh is even stronger. The ikar what you're interested in is the Yerokas. So then the water is Kemoisai. Then Meshli Kosum Kemoisai. But Lu Yitzur, you would be cooking the vegetables and throwing the vegetables out and only interested in the water, and that was the way, then you wouldn't have this svar of Mayim Kemoisai. It wouldn't be Nigar after the Yerokas. Well, by Tirish V'Yitzur, you do throw the fruit out. You squeeze the grapes, you get the yayin, and the rest of it you throw out. So the svar that he says by Meshlokas won't apply to Tirish V'Yitzur. So mainly he has to have two different svars. By Tirish V'Yitzur, where you throw the grape out, so you can't say, well, the Mayim is Kemoisam. It's nigger after the fruit. So he has to say a different svar. That the yayin itself is a fruit. Because not the Adagidachi, the Shtan and Liluya, so the yayin is the Ikar HaPri. The Tirish V'Yitzur are the Ikar HaPri. That you don't have by Meshlokas. By Meshlokas, it's not necessarily not the adaita by Meshlokas, maybe it's not the adaita dohochi. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not the adaita dohochi by Meshlokas. People don't plant it for the water; they plant it for the vegetables. And maybe it's not even the shana lilu. Maybe the water is not better than the vegetables. So there he has. There he says this other svar that Meshlokas since Roy Vachilos and Elin Shlikas. So Mayim. So the Mayim is because the Mayim is nicker after the Yerokas. So, in other words, Bekitzer, Yesh B'zeh, Hashem B'zeh, the Rashba, has to have two different svaras, because the two svaras have different parameters. By Meshlokas, you're eating the Yerokas, the water is nigger after the Yerokas. The water is not better than the Yerokas. The water, and people don't plant it for the water, they plant it for the Yerokas. But the water is nigger after the Yerokas, and that's sort of Mayim, the Meshli Kosum Kemoisim. On the other hand, by Tirish V'Yitzur, you can't say the juice is nigger after the pri, because you don't eat the pri. So there you have to say a different thing, that the juice is the ikar pri, because not the daitadochi, the juice is taka, they're mostly interested in the juice, and the juice is better than the pri. So therefore, that's why you have two different svaras, and never the twain shall meet. By Meishlokas, you don't know the svar of Tirish V'Yitzur, and by Tirish V'Yitzur, you don't know the svar of Meishlokas. Adkan from yesterday. However,
could
one suggest that also by Peros, Rov HaKilosan is adding the main Peros with the pre itself, and you just eat the pre, therefore, even when you're adding the Peros by itself, since the majority of times that you eat the pre, you have the juice with it, because it's... Well, see, I don't know what the Matzis is. By Yayim HaShemen, what's the Rov HaKilo? It could be, I'm not sure, maybe by Yayim HaShemen, it's also not Rov HaKilosan. That would be like icing on the cake. Maybe we could say that by Yayim HaShemen, it's not even Rov HaKilosan, but I don't know, we don't need that. Even if it would be Rov HaKilosan. Maybe even if it would be that Roy Vachil, probably the Messias is that if the wine is better than the grape and they're planting it for the wine, then that's probably the Roy Vachila too. Probably. So, but I can say this, but I don't need that. I mean, at least the way I presented it yesterday, I don't need it. I could say, even if it would be Roy Vachila, but Roy Vachila is just the reason why the Mayim is nigger after the Yerek. But that only works when you're eating the Yerek, like the Rosh says in the Tshuva. But by Tirish V'Yitzur, you're not eating the Zeisim Le'anovim, you're only drinking the juice. You're only eating the juice, the yayin and the shemen. So there, I can't use the svar of Meshli Kosum Kemoisim. I may have to come on to the other svar of Tirish V'Yitzur. So again, this works out very neatly. We're going to see in a second there's a fly in the ointment. But Chayra, it's very attractive. Comes out that the Rashba has two different nidonim entirely. One thing has mamish nothing to do with the other. The nidon of Tirish V'Yitzer is the Tirish V'Yitzer is for sure, the Ayin and the Shemin is for sure not nikur after the Pri, because the Pri gets thrown out. So I need the Tirish V'Yitzer to be a Pri mitzad atzmai. That's the svara of Noted Aitidochi, and that's the svara of Nishtanali Luya, Rashi and Tosis. That makes that the Iker HaPri is the Ayin and the Shemin. By Meshlokos, that's for sure the water is not the Iker HaPri. By Meshlokos, it's not the Iker HaPri. The Iker HaPri is the Iroka, it's not the water. But there is a different Eden. That maybe since Rav Achilas and Elidei Shlikos, so the water could be Nigger after the Pri. Because since you are eating the Pri too, like the Rosh and the Shulah, since you're eating the Pri too, so there is a tzad that the water could be Nigger Achar HaPri. Also, everything's Givaldic. The only problem is, pointed out to me, that it doesn't. It's not so good in the Rosh, in the Lashon of the Rash of the Rashba, because when the Rashba says this word about that meishli kosim kamaisim, that Rav Achilasin alei shlika meishli kosim kamaisim, so then the Rashba when he carries it through, so he fears ice. That by contrast, hokol midi the less darkei lemishkele, but by contrast, things that it's not the derech to cook them. Or to juice them, and those are the important words now that are going to cause trouble, or to juice them, just to eat them by themselves, there we don't say that the mayim is like them. So the Rashba is just letting the other shoe now is dropping. The Rashba is saying, by meshlokos, so since the Reuva Chilosan Eli Shlika, the mayim is kemaisom. By contrast, things where it's fruits, that is not the derech to cook them, but he adds the words, or to juice them, so then you don't have the sword that the mayim is kemosim. It's mashma in the Rashba, that this sword that he's saying about the mayim being kemosim, when it's roi v'chiloson, and the mayim is kemosim, it's a sword not only in cooking, it's a sword in juicing too. He said, when it's roi v'chiloson al yedei the mayim is kemosim. But when it's not roi v'chiloson al yedei shlika, or al yedei schita, so then the mayim is not kemosim. So it sounds like if Reva Chilosim would be Al Yedei Schita, then the Mayim would be Kemaisim. Not only Al Yedei Shtika, Al Yedei Schita too. But Schita means you throw away the Pri. When you say the Pri, you throw the Pri away. So you see that the Svar of Mayim, that the Mei Shlikosim Kemaisim, it's not only by Shliko, we're maybe eating the vegetables also, but it's also Al Yedei Schita. A Pri that's Reva Chilosim Al Yedei Schita, the Mayim, then the Mayim HaYotzibim would be Kemaisim. Not like the Rosh and the Tshuva, but even though he has a svar like the Rosh and the Tshuva, that the Mayim is Kemosim, that the Mayim is like Nigori after the Bracha of the Yerek, but the Rosh was at pains to say that's only if you're eating the Yerek also. But by beer, let's say, where you're not eating the Dogon, then the svar doesn't apply. The Rosh and the Rash was Mashma, it's a very similar svar, I think, that the Mayim is Kemosim, but he's saying it further. He's saying not only when you're eating the vegetables, since the Roi Vachilos and Al Yedei Shlika / Schita, so the mayim, the mei shlikoson or the mei shchitoson is kemosam. So it seems that this svara about mayim ayesu and kemosam, when it's roiv achiloson, the mayim is kemosam. So it's a svara for bishul and for shchita. So now the question comes back again. Especially they know. So then now the question comes back from the grave. So then why by tirish v'yitzer did you need a different svara? So why can't that be the explanation for tirish v'yitzer? Maybe by tirish v'yitzer also the reason why the ayin v'shemen as the broke of the Pri, is because since Roi Vachiloso is Al Yedei Schita, so Mayim HaYetzibim Kemosam. What do you need a special magic of Tirish V'Yitzer that it's not the Adaita Dochit, very strong svaras. What do you need is strong svaras. Roi Vachiloso is Al Yedei Schita. So I was thinking about this last night. So I maybe we could say Pasha Dancer. That Enechinami. By Tirish V'Yitzer also, if all I needed to explain why is Tirish V'Yitzer a Bayer Pi'ez, why does Shemin have a Bracha of Bayer Pi'ez, why does Yayin have a Bracha of Bayer Pi'agofen? So we could say this Svar, that since Reva Chilosin is Alei Schito, so Mayim Hayotzibim Kemaisim, the same thing we says by Shlokos, Reva Chilosin Alei Shliko, so the Mayim, the Bracha of the Mayim is Nigger after the Bracha of the Yerek, so since Reva Chilosin Alei Schito, the Bracha of the Mayim, of the Mei Schito, the juice is kemoisei, is nigger after the bracha of the pri. And that would be, if we were only interested in Hilchos Brachos, I would not need any special svara by Kiddush V'Yitzchak. But this svara that the mayim is nigger after the bracha of the pri, it's a svara in Brachos. But the mayim is not itself a pri. For Truma, Lamashal, if you had the Europas of Truma, the mayim, the Mei Shlokos would not be kemoisei, they wouldn't have Dushas Truma. I mean, maybe I was Tam Kicher, but Mitzar Atzma, they wouldn't have Dushas Truma. Because it's also Sarah Brachas that since Roivach he lost in Valley Day Shlika, so the Mayim Hayesu and Kehem Le'inyan the Bracha. But by Yayin V'Shemen has a din of a pre not only for Ilkas Brachas, Yayin V'Shemen has Chayiv Keren V'Chaimish. If it was Truma, that's Kedushas Truma, and Kedushas Bikurim, and Kedushas Arla, we look at the Sugi in Chulin, Tirish V'Yitzer has the status of a pre for Havos Bikurim, for Kedushas Bikurim, for Arla, that has the status of the pre for everything. For that, it's not enough to say that Mayim Ayotzim came in Sheroi Vachilosim Ali Dei Shchito Shliko or Ali Dei Shchito the Mayim Ayotzim Ben Kemaisim. That's a svar in brachas like the Rosh Lechuma, that the Mayim is nigger after the bracha of the Mayim is nigger after the bracha of the pre. But by Tirshvi Yitzchak, there it's much stronger. There, the Gemara says that Tirshvi Yitzchak is the pre. Lagabi dinim deraisa. It has kedushas a pre. So there, the Rashba has to say a different svar. There, he has to say a stronger svar. Not just that Mayim Ayetzibim, that since Rav Achilasim Al Yedei Shchito, so Mayim Ayetzibim Kemaisim. He has to say more that the Yayin V'Shemen is the pre. So for that, he needs a stronger svar. There, he needs a bigger gun. There, he needs to say because not the Adaitid Hachi, that's what the farmer planted the tree for. Or because it's Nishtan Ali Luya, that's an Ilui for the pre to become Yayin. So Mimela, so that makes the Yayin into the Nikar pre. That's a different order of Svar altogether. That's why by Tirshvi Yitzchak he needed that stronger Svar. Yeah, that's, I think, in the Rashba. Now, yeah.
Just want to clarify, how could something be Rov Achilas and Hachi, but not the ancient Taita the Hachi?
Well, let's say by Shliko, it's easy to see. It could be that mostly people eat carrots as carrot soup. But when people plant the carrots, they're not only thinking about the water, they're thinking more about the carrots. It's by Shchito, it's a little bit harder, because you throw away the fruit. So if it be Roi V'Achilos, the Alidei Shchito, and it wouldn't be not the Adai to the Hochi. It could be the most of the time it doesn't happen, but theoretically it could happen. But it's Be'etzim, two different svaras. There's one svar that if it's Roi V'Achilos, the Alidei Shchito, Alidei, there's one svar that if it's Roi V'Achilos, the Alidei Shchito, so the Mayim is Kiyotzim, man. The Rashba assumes that would be true. That would be true for juicing also, Kol Shekhen. If it's true for cooking, it's certainly true for juicing. That if it's Roi V'Achilos Al Yedei Shchito, then the Mayim is Nikar after the bracha of the fruit. It doesn't have the Rosh Svar that if you throw away the fruit, then you don't say this Greira. The Svar of Greira is a Svar regardless of whether you eat the fruit or not. Since Roi V'Achilos Apri is Al Yedei Shchito, so the bracha of the water that comes out is Nikar after the bracha of the pri. But in and of itself, that's not a svar to make the water into the Ikar HaPri. To make the water into the Ikar HaPri, I need a stronger svar that the tree was planted for this. Now, you may be right that it could be that 9 cases out of 10, or maybe 10 cases out of 10, whenever it's Reiv HaChilos and Eliyah Nishchito, it's also not the Adai to the Yeah, Nechnami, okay, it doesn't bother me. I mean, that might be, but the Etzim is two different kinds of svars. So here, the Rosh, by Meshlokas, it's certainly not the Ikar HaPri. The water's not the Ikar HaPri. So then the Rashba lays down the Svara, Roi V'Achilosim Al Yedei, since Roi V'Achilosim Al Yedei Shliko, so the Mei Shlokas are Kemaisim. And the Rashba is a Leiva to Emes, that if that's true about water, about cooking, then it's true about juicing too, because by the Rashba was postured that juicing is even better than cooking. You didn't have the Rosh, that since you throw it away, it's different. So the Emes is that it's true by juicing too, that if it's Roi V'Achilosim Al Yedei Bishul, if it's Roi V'Achilosim Al Yedei Shchito, so then he's saying it. After all, the Rashba is only saying it in the negative. He's saying by vegetable soup, since it's Roi V'Achilosim Al Yedei Shchito, so therefore the Mayim is Kayesim Hem. But fruits like tamarim and pomegranates and so on, where it's not the derech to cook them and it's not the derech to juice them, so you don't have the svar that the Mayim is Kayesim Hem. If it would be the derech to juice pomegranates, maybe it would become Tirshvi Yitzchak too. Because you would also become not the Adai to Dochi. The Rashba, but that's not important. You know, the Rashba is talking about a particular case We don't need, the Rashi is not addressing, is there a case, maybe there is no case, where it is Roy Lachilosin El Yidei Shechita, but it's not Noti Adaita Dachi.
Wouldn't we still have a problem with the Rashba? Because if that's the case, Mishloka should have the same thing as Tir Shvitzer.
No, because Mishloka is never going to be Tir Shvitzer. Because Tir Shvitzer means that the farmer is only interested in the wine. He's more interested in the wine than the grapes. That's not necessarily true by Shlokas. By Shlokas, the farmer's interested, maybe he's interested in the Yerokas and the soup. He's not more interested in the soup than the Yerokas. Yeah. Okay. I think that's by me, at least right now, that's by me, Maskana in the Rashi. The Goyim, in the notes I talked about the Goyim, but there's a very shver Goyim. Let's just talk about it briefly. The Mechaber brings the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Goyim about sugar. What's the bracha on sugar? The Mechaber passes like the Rambam. And on sugar you make a shakel. And the Rambam, the reason why sugar is shakel, the Rambam says it's because it's Zeya Balma. It's no better than Dvash Tamar, which the Gemara says is Zeya Balma. Here in Kol Shekein, it's not any better than Dvash Tamar. Zok the Goyim, that's like the Rashba. In earlier on, the Shulchan Aruch had what the Machlok is the Rashba and the Rosh. What's the difference between Meishlokos and Juice? So the Mechaber brought the Rosh's approach that the juice doesn't have the tam from the pre, and when you cook it, it does have the tam of the pre. And he brought the Rashba's approach that Roy Bachilos and Ali Deishliko. That's earlier on the same Simon. I think it's Simon Reish Hay. Simon Reish Beis. The Rashba in Reish, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Beis, Sif Yod brings the Machlokes to the Rashba and the Rosh. And then in Sif Tesvov, he says that sugar, he's passing like the Rambam, that sugar is Shakel, because it's Zeya Balma. Says the Goyin that that's like the Rashba in Sif Yod. Just those few words. That the Rambam holds like the Rashba in Sif Yod. So his mom is Doram Stumim. What does that have to do with the Rashba? What does that have to do with the Rashba? If anything, it's the other way around. If anything, it's more like the Rosh. Because the Fida Rosh, I'm sorry, we'll start with the other way. The Fida Rashba, that the difference between juice, which is shakel, and vegetable soup, which is Bayer Pi Adoma, is that by vegetable soup, the Roy Vachilosin is Ali Dei Shlika, or Ali Dei Shlika. By juice, Roy Vachilosin is not Ali Dei Shechita. Well, what's sugar? Sugar about is Roy Vachilosin Ali Dei Shechita. Mostly it's Ali Dei Shechita, Shechita and Bishul. They take out the juice and they cook it up into sugar. So, Lefila Rashba Faketa should be Bari Pi Adoma, Bari Pi Eitz. Lefila Rosh, that the difference between vegetable soup and juice is that the juice is not Makabal Tam from the Eitz, but the vegetable soup is Makabal Tam from the juice is not Makabal Tam from the Pri, but the vegetable soup is Makabal Tam from the Yerokos. So then I could hear then the Rambam might be right that the juice of the cane is not mekabel its time from the eitz, so it's not or from a pri for that matter. It's not mekabel any time from a pri. So maybe it's just a zeh ba'alma. It's not. It's like juice. If apple juice is shakel, so the juice of the sugar cane is shakel. The juice itself is not the pri, and it's not mekabel time from a pri. So if anything, the Goyim should have said it's like the Rosh, not like the Rashba. So the notes I said a fancy pshat based on the first Mahalach and the Rashba. So I'm going to probably erase it because, first of all, I don't think that's the right pshat in the Rashba. I think the bottom line is the pshat in the Rashba, the 2 days ago pshat in the Rashba, I think is wrong. And secondly, it has too many moving parts altogether, that Mahalach. I'm not even going to tell you the Mahalach because I think it's going to go in the recycle bin. But so then it's a share guide. I think probably the emphasis is that it's a toy cipher and it should say like the Rosh, not like the Rashba. Then it's very clear. It's like the Rosh in Sifyut. That the Fida Rosh, that the juice is shakel, because even if Roy Vachilosa would be Ali Dei juicing. But since the juice has its own time, but it's not the time of the pre, so the juice here also it's not the time of a pre, it's not the time. So the juice is there for only shakel. A dying yesh lishoil, even if the Jew, even if we'll say the juice is not like shlokas, because it's not makabel tam from the pri, so it doesn't have that svara. But why isn't the juice like tirish v'yitzah? The juice of the sugar cane should be like tirish v'yitzah, because it's not the daita d'ochi, and it's the shtana liluya. So it should be a pri mitzad atzmai. Fine, it's not makabel tam from any other pri. It's not makabel tam from the sugar cane. But why isn't it a pri mitzad atzmai within tirish v'yitzah? That the gun doesn't explain. But some of the answer will have to be that the Rambam holds like Tosfos that tirish v'yitzah is exeres hakosav and doesn't apply to any other juice. We saw this different shita. The Rambam didn't bring such a shita, but we saw Tosfos in Banatsuya, but Tosfos says that it's only by tirish v'yitzah. But it's exeres hakosav doyminovul ki basra. We saw the sugi sniffle. So maybe that's what the Rosh holds also. That's not even on the table. That the sugi the Rambam sorry the Rambam some of that's the Rambam holds that's for sure that it's not tirish v'yitzah. Doesn't have the din of Tirish V'yitzah, because the Xeris HaKosav is only said by Tirish V'yitzah. So what's left only is to say should have the din of Meshlokos. So that depends on the Rosh and the Rashba. Lefi, the Rashba and the Chanami should have the Roi V'achilos and Elir Shlikor or the Veis Chito, so the Baruch HaStakab would be Barir Pi Adoma or Barir Pi Eitz, depending if the Cain is a... That depends on that issue, about if it's Eitz or Adoma that we talked about by Tzla. But Lefi, the Rosh, so it's not Makabal Tam, it's not a Pri in its own right, and it's not Makabal Tam from a Pri. So then the bracha shakal. I think that's the emes. You're a doctor. That's the emes. It should say like the Russian sifil, not like the Rashi sifil.
The Gra himself in the previous line lines up the Rush with the Gaonim and Shemir Sefer Eitz. So
that's true. The Rosh says that sugar is by pH. How does that stim? Guy starts off, he quotes Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Beis that on Sukkaru you make a by pH. There was Haka Tosfos that sugar is by pH. But Kach Kosef HaRosh, Vagleinim, Valachos Doilus, and Mordechai, Vavarach Alat Sukkar by pH. Ve'aramim Heishav Alei Medvash Tamarim. V'dayim Tikadas HaRosh B'Vesufyud. Here. So it's hard to remember here to say Dai to Gedasa Rosh B'Sif Yud when the Rosh himself doesn't hold the way. Now it's not a steer in Rosh, because we can say the Rosh means that it's Bayer Pre'etz Mitzad Tiro Shvietzer, because he holds that Tiro Shvietzer is not exerts the cost of it. It depends on the Shtan Aliluya or not the Adai to Dachi. So there's no, I don't see a steer in the Rosh. Like, how can the Rosh say the sugar is Bayer Pre'etz if the Rosh himself holds that juice is that juice is not makabel tam from the pri? The Rosh holds that sugar is by pri, because it's tir shvietza. It's takadochik in the goyim to be magia. If he just got finished saying that the Rosh and Tosfos and the goyim say that it's by pri, and the Ram says no, it's like Dvash Tmorim, and the Ram holds like the Rosh and Sif Yud. So then like, you know, kana then shoyl, but the Rosh himself doesn't hold that way. So then you have to add more. You have to say, well, Tirish Yitzhak, and it's very glaring. I hear. I don't know. It's a Mishra Liyasha. Well, you're there. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I should have put it in the recycle bin. Maybe it's the best one. I don't know. It was a very fancy pshat. I don't know. I'm not even going to tell it to you. I mean, you can read it in the notes, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's Mitzvah Yashiv. It's Pshat and it's going. Yeah.
Why do we have to say that the Gra and the Rosh are both assuming that sugar cane is like a juice? Because sugar cane, you can't juice it the way that sugar cane is made. So at least the way that I've seen it,
yeah,
is that sugar cane is boiled. It's boiled in water. That water is then evaporated. You're left with crystals. Sugar crystals. So why would
they squeeze out the juice, and then the juice they boil.
The juice they boil themselves. I've seen. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've seen it. They have a press. It goes to a press, and they press out the juice. Maybe there's other ways to make it.
I went to in Hawaii, where they boil the actual sugar cane.
But even so, they're cooking it up, and it's the mayim that comes out. The Rambam Beferish compares it to dvash tamar. Was that special? The Rambam says it's shahakol because it's a juice. So how can that be like the Rashba? The Rashba says beferish that a juice and befrata, we were just medayak in the Rashba that not only it's by shloka, it's by schita also. He says if it's roiv achilosoi al yedei schita, so ma'ayim ayotzim and kemoisa. So here it's roiv achilosoi, the sugar cane is certainly roiv achilosoi al yedei schita. So ma'ayim ayotzim and should be kemoisa. I'm not like the Rashba at all. Yeah, maybe we could still change the Torah. Maybe it's not so terrible what Sage is asking. He said the Goyim's like this. First, he gives me a whole list of Rishonim who hold like the Goyim. Right? It's Taisus and the Rosh and the Sharpa and the Goyim and the Mordechai and the Halachas Doilus. They all hold sugars by prayers. And then he says, but the Ram asks from the Vashmar. Ram asks from the Vashmar that it should be like the Vashmar. And now the Goyim asks, what's the comparison to the Vashmar? Because the Ram holds like the Rosh. That the difference that Dvash Tamarim is Shahakal because it's not Makabal Tam from the Pri. So here also it's not Makabal Tam from the Pri. So he's just explaining the analogy to Dvash Tamarim. Why is it analogous to Dvash Tamarim? Because Dvash Tamarim is Shahakal, not because it's not the Derech like the Rashba, but because it's not Makabal Tam from the Pri, and that you have by Sugar Cane too. And the Goyim doesn't bother to explain, oh, 1 second, but what about the steer in the Rosh? That the Goyim doesn't know. That we'll have to explain it at all. I don't know. That we'll have to say to Yishviyah, so I don't know. That the Goyim, for some reason, doesn't bother to tell us. Yeah. Okay, let's see a little bit. How much time do we have? Just a couple of minutes. No, it doesn't. I'm not going to start now. The next sugya. 10 minutes is not going to do anything. So we'll stop here. And the Mitzvah Shem, next time we'll start the next sugya.